This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Bill Barnwell is going to be on the show with us today at 11. I love having Bill on. He wrote recently about five NFL teams that he thinks can make a big season out of one that is not expected, similar to what Washington did last year. Bill Barnwell at 11, the only guest on the show. Practice at 2 today out in Ashburn. It'll be their last full practice before the final preseason game Saturday at 12. They'll have more of a walkthrough tomorrow, but Dan Quinn is scheduled to speak at 1:30 before the practice. And I would imagine, based on what Ben Standing and a few other people that I've talked to have said, the question will be asked today about Terry McLaurin's absence on Monday night. This from Darren to kick off the show. Darren, I think I know you, by the way. This is, I think, the first, Darren, if it's the Darren that I think I've known you for a while. I'll just leave it at that. Anyway, he writes, Kevin, I've been listening to you for years. I've become fluent in reading between your information lines. When you know something, you don't always say it, but you say it, if you know what I mean. But I can't figure out why you need to dance around the Terry issue. At this point, hasn't it become obvious? His agent is the issue and has been all along. Thank you, Darren, for that. And say hello to your brother, if this is the Darren that I think it is. So I know what you're saying, and yes, because reporting's not really my thing, when I do have things, it's often because it was presented in, you know, an off the record or for background purposes or for me to be able to use to speak somewhat intelligently with more clarity on a certain situation. But I disagree. I think I've been pretty direct on this Terry thing all along in terms of what I've known. I mentioned the agent even before the Eastern Motors, you know, War and Peace length press conference. And I have been more supportive of the way the team has handled this since the jump. But I have to say that my support of the team wasn't based on anything I knew from the jump. It was just, I don't know. And maybe I'll turn out to be wrong, because I was dead wrong on Terry getting a deal before training camp, that's for sure. But it was more, you know, connecting the dots, making sense of what, you know, I think makes sense, if that makes sense. But now, look, bottom line now, you know, certainly have talked to various people over the last week and a half. And I think I've been adamant on this. I think the team is nearing very much kind of a breaking point. I think they have had it with Team Terry. And if Team Terry doesn't get a clue and get a sense of reality soon, they're going to leave $50 million on the table. And I am at that point, when that gets left and is pulled and is no longer an option, I will certainly in that moment, you know, always, you know, open to a different version of it when we look back on it historically, if there's more information. But I will definitely think that in that moment, Terry made a massive mistake by listening to his agent and by not taking control of the situation as the player. He's the customer in that relationship. You know, he does not have to do what his agent tells him to do if he totally disagrees with it. Yeah, I think if you want me to be, you know, super succinct and to the point and direct, I think the team is nearing its breaking point. As I said yesterday, I thought it was pretty clear. Terry's very close to being treated as a holdout, no longer a hold-in. And we'll see what happens and what develops during the course of the week. But he is nearing that line of no return to a $50 million or whatever that number actually is, somewhere in that range, guaranteed, you know, opportunity to put into his bank account. And I think if that does happen and he ends up playing this final year on his existing deal, he'll look back on it and view it as a massive mistake. Massive mistake. It just doesn't make any sense for a player like Terry. Okay, this isn't Jerry Rice. Somebody sent me something. I got to find it. Somebody sent me something that says, oh, well, Jerry Rice and Marvin Harrison got big deals after they were 30. Jerry Rice and Marvin Harrison. You know, just like with Tariq Hill and Davante Adams. We're not talking, that's apples and oranges. Terry's not those players. Even the most ardent and fanatical Terry McLaurin fans would never put him into that category. But his agent might put him into that category. But yeah, this is, you know, this is an opportunity that hopefully for him, he doesn't look back 2-3 years down the road and see it as a massive mistake. Because again, there's nobody in their right mind, that knows what's going on from an agent side, a player side, a team side, a fan side, a media side, that would say the chances of him getting what he wants next year are much greater, or even greater, or even equal to the chances he has of getting less, but still a lot now. Not going to happen, you know, entering his age 31 season. Can't see it happening anyway. This from Thomas. Thomas writes, Kevin, what makes you so sure that Jaden Daniels is going to have a better sophomore year? I love when we put NFL terms in terms of freshmen and sophomores. We rarely get to junior and senior years. That's just year 3 and year 4. What makes you so convinced that Jaden Daniels is going to have a better sophomore year than his rookie season? CJ Stroud would be an example of step back. This has been a tiring subject during the off season. But off of the one play on Monday night, it just reminded, I think everybody, certainly reminded me, oh my God, we have a quarterback. We have an elite level quarterback. And I think I talked about this a couple of weeks ago, but nobody says about Patrick Mahomes or Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson. And to me, that's the class that he's in. I do believe that. And that's why I don't see a sophomore slump season coming. But I don't see anybody ever saying about those guys, yeah, lots of comebacks, great year, but they can't duplicate it. That was Mahomes after his rookie year. That was Josh Allen after the first year starting. Lamar the same. Statistically, maybe it won't look like what it looked like last year. It's possible it'll look as good, but different. Maybe a lot more passing yards. Maybe less rushing yards. Maybe more touchdowns throwing than he had touchdowns running, or less touchdowns running. I don't know what it'll look like. I just don't see a player with not only the flaws that might indicate a step back season, but any sort of questions about the intangible stuff that would lead to a step back season. Like, yeah, you know, he got a little bit full of himself. Seems to be, you know, really enjoying that rookie of the year season that fell a game short of the Super Bowl. Still some questions about his maturity. Still some questions about his work ethic. There's none of that. None of that. It's the opposite of that. People constantly offering up what a pro he is, how mature he is, how he's taking a next step in terms of leadership, you know, more vocal leadership, booting the player out of the huddle a few weeks ago in camp. I just don't see it. I don't see the case you could make for a step back season. Now, if you want to say no Terry, I would say, but why would you say no Terry? He's under contract, repetitive, pain in the ass, constantly repeating this. But he's going to play. He has to play. You know, somebody mentioned to me the other day, you know, you keep saying he has to play, and you keep saying that they're clueless and they're delusional as to what their worth is. They may be clueless and delusional as to what a holdout would cost them. That's fair. That's true. I doubt that that's the case, though. It'd be really hard for the agent to say holding out would be the best thing for you at 30 years old when, you know, the tide is turned in terms of the way people view this thing. Maybe they don't see it that way. You know, sometimes when you're inside it, you don't see what people see from the outside. But how could you make the case other than to say, man, you're so good, the team's going to fall apart without you out there, and they're going to come back begging for you to play week three against the Raiders with the DK Metcalf deal, with, you know, or better than the Metcalf deal in guaranteed money. You know, $75 million guaranteed, $33 million a year, four-year deal, most of it guaranteed. Yeah, they're going to come begging. That's the, you know, that is the one plausible scenario that you get a holdout. If they are so delusional that they are looking at that as less than a long shot, less than an inside straight, and they try to play that hand. You know, first of all, even if the team wasn't as successful offensively without him, like, it was so noticeable and it cost them, you know, against the Giants and the Packers and their 0-2. I still don't think that this team's going to budge and cave to what Terry wants. I don't see that happening. I think they think it's wrong that it was, you know, that they are just so far off, as others have reported, clearly. But back to Jaden, I just don't see a fall off. I don't. I mean, injury is the one concern you have, you know, and it's not a serious injury, but it could be a nagging injury that ends up, you know, impacting the play. You know, if they end up with another season of bad defensive football, the context of these games could change. That's possible. You know, I if the defense is, you know, bad, or what it was last year, or even worse, and I don't see that happening. I don't. I think there's a chance it's going to be improved. I'm not going to believe it until I see it in a real game, because there are so many new pieces. But I do have some level of, you know, I think hope. Hope's a good thing, Red. I do think that year two alone, along with the players they had last year who were good players, Sanristil, Luvu, Wagner, and then what they added, you know, if those players can play, I think there's a chance they'll be better. But if they are what they were last year, or even a step back, you know, that could change the context of games. You know, there wasn't really a moment other than the opener last year where they didn't have a chance to win a game that they were in. Every single game they were in last year, with the exception of the NFC Championship game, but even that game. Hate to keep coming back to this because many people, especially Philly fans, laugh and they just hold up 55-23. But the truth is it was 34-23 and Washington was driving with the football and they had been moving the football and they had a chance, if not for another turnover, to make it 34-29 or 34-31 late third quarter, early fourth quarter. That would have been a ball game. I don't think they would have ever won because they couldn't stop Philadelphia. Philadelphia could have named their number in that championship game. 55 was where it landed, but if it needed to be 65, it would have been that. That's how bad Washington was defensively in the game. But last year, other than the opener and then the title game, they were in every game. Every single game. The Baltimore game on the road. The Pittsburgh game at home. The Philly game on the road on that Thursday night. They had the lead going into the fourth quarter. I didn't feel like they were the better team. I felt like they were fortunate to have that lead. And I think the better team won that game that night. The Dallas game, you know, missed extra point from overtime. They were in every game. We know this. Every game seemed to come down to the last drive or the last quarter. And the context, if your defense is bad again this year, could be different. You know, if there's pressure to score on almost every drive, or let's just say, you know, an average of 10 drives per game, 10 and a half drives per game, I think is the average. You got to score on 50 to 60% of them to have a chance. That kind of context is, you know, that can wear a team out, that can put a team into one-dimensional football. You know, if they're behind, and you could see some moments from Jaden that maybe you didn't see last year. Pressing, down two scores, fourth quarter, taking chances that you wouldn't necessarily take if the context of the game was different. But overall, man, I don't see at all a chance of him like being a completely different player or even a step back where we're like, yeah, that wasn't the guy we saw last year. I don't see it. I don't see it at all. All right. I want to get to this. We've now had the two preseason games, and Saturday's game is honestly not a game that's going to matter much. I doubt many people who are going to play or be on the roster in week one, but more importantly, be contributors in week one, they're likely going to be held out of this Baltimore game. You know, it may have been different had the Baltimore game been on a Saturday at 12 after a Saturday night game against Cincinnati. But, you know, short week and doubly short week because it's not a Sunday game, it's a Saturday game after a Monday night game. Nobody's playing on Saturday, more likely than not. So we have, you know, what we have in terms of what we've been able to watch, along with, you know, a lot of joint practice discussion and intra-squad scrimmage discussion. And we're now nearing that point where, look, we are no longer, you know, in the summer weeks of no football. There's college football, real college football this Saturday. Next week, you'll have Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday night college football. And that'll lead us into week one. You know, we'll have cuts coming up, you know, late next week. Is that the cut down date? Pull that up. I think it's late next week. The cut down to 53. Pulling up
right now.
I think it's like Thursday at 4. Is that right?
August 26th, 4 p.m. Yeah. Most clubs must reduce roster to a maximum.
August 26th would be a week from yesterday. That would be Tuesday at 4.
Correct.
Okay. So the cut down to 53 is Tuesday at 4. You know, that'll be an interesting day, I guess. I think they go into these things, most teams, with basically, you know, 49 to 51 of the players they know. And, you know, especially with teams that are really good, it's the battle for 2 to 3, you know, sometimes 4 to 5 roster spots. Anyway, here's what I want to know. We've gone through now more than, you know, half of camp, preseason, et cetera, and we're going to get into very quickly the countdown days to the opener. What concerns you the most? Thomas believes that it's a step back year for the quarterback. What's your number one concern as it relates to this team entering the regular season? And obviously, Terry McLaurin is a concern, even if you're team front office like I am in terms of who's handling it more. I want both sides to win here. I want both sides to feel good about it. I want a deal. That's what I want the conclusion to be. But in terms of, you know, a somewhat intellectual conversation, most of our conversations are not, but, you know, who do you think's handling it the best? I think the team's been handling it the best. That's the way I feel, and I feel that I'm pretty close to right on that. But there could be some history down the road that says, yeah, some of this that was happening in the moment wasn't what it appeared to be. But anyway, what's your number one concern entering the regular season? Be specific, too. You know, just the defense is a concern for me, no doubt. I'm going into this thinking offensively with Cliff, with Jaden, with an improved offensive line, with Debo, with Terry, because I'm assuming he will be there, with Ertz, you know, as Doc referred to Ertz on my podcast the other day, called him Jaden's Binky. I just think offensively, I'm confident that this is going to be a really good football team again. You know, a top five-ish kind of offense in the NFL. I am concerned about the defense, but I'll get specific in terms of what my biggest concern is defensively when we come back. But at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980, what is the thing that's bothering you the most about our team as we will be in very shortly the countdown mode to the regular season? Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, theteam980.com. Don't forget, you can download the Odyssey app, and from there, you can watch this show on our Team 980 YouTube channel. Hit the subscribe button and hit the like button when you get there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
One worry, number one concern heading into the 2025 season. We've seen a couple of preseason games. Honestly, I don't think that any of what my concern is comes from either of the two games. But what is it? 301-230-0980. I want to hear, as we are getting closer to the regular season, what you're concerned about. So I have a number one, but I also want to mention something else. And I'm going to mention the something else first, and then Max will weigh in as well. The something else is this. The NFC, to me, looks loaded. Like, I think that there are some really good football teams. Clearly, Philadelphia is a really good football team, not just in production off of last year, but, you know, on paper. They are good. And by the way, the star that's coming, and it's coming sooner rather than later, is the rookie Campbell out of Alabama that they traded up one spot to take at number 31. This dude, if you read anything that's coming out of Philadelphia, they think they have an absolute stud linebacker and playmaker on defense. Like, they needed more of them. You know, with Davis and Carter and Bond and Dean, who, by the way, was out during the, you know, the latter half of the preseason. And then the young corners, Mitchell and DeJean. This is a team that on paper should be unbelievable defensively. Defense sometimes fools you. Got it. Still, look out for Jihad Campbell out of Alabama, number one. But I think the NFC, you know, this is my ancillary concern, that Washington could be a really good team. And yet, in their own division, Philly, Dallas healthy, might be a threat. I still think Dallas has a major issue defensively against the run. I think that's their biggest problem. By the way, that could be our biggest problem as well. I think the Giants are just flat out better than most people think, but I've thought that the last couple of years and been dead wrong. It's going to come down to quarterback. I still think Detroit is incredibly capable. They are healthier on defense. They'll have Aiden Hutchinson back. I think Green Bay is a good football team and a well-coached football team. If J.J. McCarthy is legit, then I think Minnesota's got a very good team and an exceptionally well-coached team. I think Tampa is good, and I think the Rams and the 49ers are both teams capable, if they remain healthy. Stafford, clearly the health issue with the Rams, and San Francisco with all of their key players. Remember, other than Debo, they still have their star players. It's just a matter of whether or not they'll be ready to play. Christian McCaffrey will be able to play 17 games. Christian McCaffrey, Trent Williams, George Kittle, Nick Bosa, Fred Warner. They have A level, if not A plus level, star players. And Brandon Ayuk, not going to be back probably until sometime in month two. But we'll see. So just as kind of an ancillary, it's not my number one, but, and you never know how these things play out. Health means so much, but God, the NFC all of a sudden has turned to, there are many capable teams. And in the, you know, overall of the league, the best team in the NFL likely exists in the NFC and specifically in the NFC East. Now, my number one concern is the ability to stop the run. 26th last year per DVOA, they obviously went out and tried to change the look. You know, they wanted to get bigger up front. They did that with Kinlaw. We'll find out whether or not you know, a couple of the other guys even make the team or end up being contributors. But they wanted to get bigger with the Wises and the Kinlaws of the world. And they look bigger. And, you know, the other night, again, it's preseason. Cincinnati went into that game with sort of a makeshift offensive line situation. But I thought Washington up front was pretty good. You know, and I thought Kinlaw and a couple of others looked the part. We'll see when we get to the opener against the Giants. But last year, it was the biggest problem. And there's nothing that says, until we see real games, that they have fixed that problem. And with this team this year, they need to have fixed the problem, because it starts with a guy like Tyrone Tracy and Devin Singletary, and that's the least of it. Week two, it's Josh Jacobs, you know, a borderline elite level back in the NFL. Week three, they'll get the rookie in Ashton Jeanty. Week four, you could argue one of the top two or three backs in the league in Bijan Robinson. Week five, you get the L.A. situation with the rookie out of North Carolina, Omarion Hampton, and Najee Harris. The Monday nighter against Chicago, maybe not a lot to be concerned about, although DeAndre Swift basically turned that game around before the Hail Mary with that long touchdown run in the third quarter that got Chicago back into that game. And then you go after Chicago. Hold on, let me pull the schedule back up. I just lowered it. Then you get Dallas, and you get their situation. I wouldn't say at this point that they've got, you know, a dominant back. I've always been a Javonte Williams fan. He's just never been able to stay healthy, but we don't know what the rookie, Jaden Blue from Texas, will look like. And then you get, after him, you get Kansas City. Then you get Seattle and their backs. I mean, Seattle's loaded with running backs. You know, they have Kenneth Walker III. They've got Zach Charbonnet. They've got the rookie Damian Martinez. I don't know how he'll find his way into a lineup with those particular backs. After Seattle, you get Jahmyr Gibbs. Then you get Devon Achane. Then you get Aaron Jones. Then you get, oh, by the way, Saquon Barkley twice to end the season. The number one key to beating Washington week in and week out, we always do the keys to beating the opponent. The keys to beating Washington, if you're doing that segment in every other NFL market before you play Washington, is keep number five off the field. Keep number five and that offense off the field. How do you do that? By controlling the football. What's the best way to do that? By grinding it out. By keeping the football and being balanced, yes, but being able to run it when you want to run it. And to me, that would be my number one concern. Like, there is nothing that says to me in the opener against the Giants that they're just going to completely shut down the Giant offense and the Giant running game. Giants have a decent offensive line. They have the ability to, if you load the box, to kill you with Malik Nabers, for sure. So Tracy, I thought, had a good rookie season. I thought it was an underrated rookie season. He was a fourth-round pick out of Purdue. Fourth-round pick, something like that. He rushed for 800. Here it is, fifth-round pick. He rushed for 839 yards last year on a bad team, averaged 4.4 yards per carry. He had some games, too, man. He had some games against a good defensive team, Pittsburgh. That was a Monday night game, 20 carries, 145 yards, and a touchdown in a game that they were in, 7.3 yards per carry. In the two games, he didn't really play in the first game, didn't play until starting really in week five as a rookie. And his first game in which he got a bunch of carries, 18 for 129 against Seattle in week five last year. But in that really good game in the Meadowlands, he was 16 for 66, 4.1 yards. I thought he was effective. So there's nothing that says to me that the Giants can't grind it out, can't, you know, stay on the field with their running game and with some third and shorts and fourth and shorts and limit the possessions that Washington has offensively. That's my number one concern, is that Washington struggles again defensively, but specifically against the run, and teams are able to basically, you know, meet that number one key to beating Washington, which is keep Jaden on the sideline. Before we get to the calls, Max, what's your number one concern?
So you're spot on with this, the run stopping thing. And throughout the preseason, I've kind of noticed, I understand it's preseason, but when the starters have been out there, and even when they haven't been, teams have really been able to run the football kind of all over. Like, if it, and the measurement I kind of stack up or measure up to when you're a defense is, can you stop them when they need a yard? And we saw that in the preseason game literally two nights ago against the Bengals where they needed a yard. They got it right into the end zone. Now, Quan Martin tried his best, but it just didn't work out. And so I'm absolutely with you on that being a concern. Another one for me is just general health of the team going forward. Because last year they got really lucky in terms of like injuries and stuff like that. And I understand it's football. Everyone's always going to play hurt. But like, how healthy is Marcus Mariota at backup quarterback just in case Jaden Daniels does end up going down? Are we going to have to roll Josh Johnson out there at some point, which God help us all.
We're really not going to get into the conversation about being concerned about the third string quarterback.
Fair enough.
Are
but,
we?
No, but
because I will tell you, if we get to Josh Johnson, this season is over.
For sure.
If we get to Marcus Mariota, the competitive portion of the season is likely over.
Absolutely. But not only that in the quarterback room, but like just kind of around the rest of the team, the pieces surrounding Jaden. Terry coming back late, is that going to affect him coming into this season? How healthy is Brandon Coleman? So, like, and these pieces on the offensive line that are supposed to be protecting Jaden, but if they're hurt, well, then he might be scrambling just as much as he did last year. And now Trey Amos is dealing with a little bit of a hamstring thing. So I'm seeing all of these little just kind of nicks here and there, and I mean, they could turn into something throughout the season. They may not. But I mean, the depth at corner is these guys have got to stay healthy, because after Noah Igbinoghu, it's a good bit of drop off with that secondary. So that's kind of where I'm at in terms of concern. It's mostly injury at this point.
All right, let's get to the phone lines. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. What's your number one concern heading into this season? Let's start with Tom in Columbia. Tom, go ahead.
Maxims of one, you have to effectively run the ball, and two, defensively stop the ball, ties directly into this team's success. And I think you hit on it with the defensive line and in general, the defense itself is directly going to affect Jaden Daniels. For example, if we're playing in the hole a lot of the season and suddenly his passing attempts are going sky high, it's going to open up opportunities. He'll have sky high yardage. His touchdowns might be up, but his interceptions and turnovers are probably going to correlate with that. But I think if the defensive line can be stout, it's going to allow the offense to flourish in levels we've never seen. But the problem is that, and I think this is due to fantasy and Madden, everybody tends to look at a statistical line on Jaden Daniels to determine his success. And I think that if you change that lens to we're looking at championship-level success, which means you got to stop the run. Because if you don't stop the run, the other team's going to flourish. Jaden Daniels is going to be playing in a hole coming from behind, and it opens up the other team just to attack, and it opens him up to injury. So everything's predicated on those two maxims that cover all generations of football. Run the ball effectively on offense and stop the run. So I think that's where they're putting their off-season emphasis on. They got to stop the run because it's going to affect Jaden Daniels and the team.
Yeah, good call, Tom, and I agree with all that. You know, it's funny, during the course of the season last year, I kept saying you just can't win in January. You can get to January, but you can't win in January if you can't stop the run. And I was saying that during the course of the season as they continued to have issues stopping the run, and yet they were still winning games. And, you know, you talk about the context, I talk about the context of games. If you can't, you know, get off the field, if you can't stop the run, and what it would put the offense. Look, they were in those positions last year a few times. I mean, you know, the Philadelphia game. Although, ironically, what put them in that position in the Philadelphia game were their own turnovers. But that wasn't the case in the Atlanta game, and they came from two scores down. Jaden's capable of week in and week out, you know, even with the context sideways in terms of how it would tilt towards, you know, win probability for the other team. He's still capable of overcoming that. But, you know, ultimately, you know, even against Detroit, where Jahmyr Gibbs was going for 10 yards a carry, they were just unstoppable on offense, but it did catch up with them, right? Saquon Barkley rips off a 60-yard run on first down on the first play from scrimmage, and Philadelphia rushes for 240 yards or whatever, and it's 55-23. I am still a believer, even though it was tested last season, that you can't be a sieve against the run and expect to win in January. You can be great offensively, and that can get you to 10 and get you into the postseason, but it is really hard to win a couple in a row or three in a row if you're not the one seed if you can't stop the run. So that is number one for me. You know, and it, we talked about this when the season ended. The trenches had to change, both sides of the ball, but really on defense, they had to get better, and they had to get better on the edge in particular. All right, let's go to Steve in Columbia. Steve, your number one concern heading into 25, your number one worry is what?
My number one worry is depth behind the starting linebackers. 1A, depth behind the starting wide receivers. And I'll just add, even I love Terry, want him back, need him back, even with him, there were times last year when the receivers were not getting open. And I don't want Jaden to think he has to do everything and be Superman, because that's when you run into problems. But those are my concerns. I just don't think there's anybody who stepped up on the linebacker side or the receiver side to date.
Yeah, I'm with you. The linebackers, I think I'm a little bit less with you, because I do – still have some belief in guys like Jordan McGee, and I'm a fan of Kane Medrano and maybe his possibilities, although, you know, he is more of a linebacker and has looked at, you know, during this preseason.
Kevin, Jordan McGee hasn't been on the he can't get on the field.
Who?
He can't stay healthy. McGee,
you're talking. Yeah, no, I understood.
Whatever his name is, yeah.
I think a guy like, you know, I think a guy like Tyler Owens can really play in the box a lot too. But wide receiver, no doubt. You know, depth is an issue. It was an issue last year, of course. It was an issue last year, and they were still one of the best five offenses in the NFL. But to your point, do we want to put as much on the quarterback? Well, they do that in Buffalo. They do that in Kansas City. They do that in Baltimore. And if the offensive line is significantly improved, you know, there's some hope that you'll be able to run the football with more than just your quarterback this year. Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it. Jay, Tony, Billy, Lou, Lapp, everybody else on hold. Stay there. We've got an open line. What's your number one worry heading into the upcoming season? All of our Team 980 training camp and preseason coverage is brought to you nationally by Geico. Switch and save. Get more with Geico.
All right, here's what's happening on this Wednesday, August 20th. Mike Garofolo has said that there is certainly interest in Brian Robinson from other teams. The big question they're asking is why he fell out of favor with the Commanders. DQ said at his postgame presser on Monday, quote, "He's certainly somebody we respect a lot," end quote. And according to multiple reports from across the NFL, multiple teams are calling around the league looking to acquire veteran wide receiver. Teams interested include the Minnesota Vikings, San Francisco 49ers, New York Jets, and New England Patriots. And the Washington Nationals are calling up number one overall pick Eli Willits to High A Fredericksburg and could make his debut as soon as tomorrow. Speaking of the Nats, they fall to the Mets last night by a score of 8-1. The woes continue for Jake Irvin as he gives up five runs in the third inning and one more in the sixth for good measure. David Peterson with a strong outing for the Mets as he goes eight innings, only giving up a single run. The Nats will continue their series versus the Mets tonight. Brad Lord taking the mound versus Kodai Senga. First pitch at 6:45. Nats on deck with Charlie and Dave at 6:15. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live every day from 10 to 1, and you can catch Denton's Office throughout all of football season. Don't forget to hit the like button whenever you do decide to join us and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that is what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bill Barnwell, ESPN, coming up at 11. We'll talk a lot of NFL with him. We'll get his thoughts on our team as well. What are your thoughts about the concerns you have about this team entering 2025? What's your number one worry? For me, it's stopping the run. And then ancillary to that, I've got several ancillaries, and if they don't get mentioned, I'll mention them. But I did mention one of the, you know, sort of runner-ups, distant runner-up. But I think the NFC's loaded, man. The NFC on paper looks tough. I mean, last year, you needed to get into the postseason last year, you needed 10 wins to get into the postseason. I'm sorry, you needed 11 wins to get into the postseason as a wild card. God, that's impressive last year, right? Washington, the wild cards after the four division winners were 14-3, 12-5, and 11-6. 10-7 Seattle didn't get in. I could see something like that if everybody's healthy. You know, and there's other teams that could get introduced into the mix, like the 49ers that weren't in the mix last year because of injuries. 301-230-0980. Let's get to the phones. Jay in Columbia. Jay, go ahead. No, Jay. I'm sorry. Tony and Frederick, go.
Hey, how are you doing today?
What's up, Tony? What's your number one worry?
A number one worry for the Washington Commanders this season is the overconfidence of the fans, thinking that last season somehow correlates in this season. Last season they played a fifth-place schedule. Last-place schedule. This season they're going to play a second-place schedule. The AFC teams they are going to play are going to be tough. There is no Cleveland in the AFC West. Those teams are all going to give an even match, and As not a Commanders fan, what I've found out is my team seems to go about 2-2 in those non-conference games just because we don't practice for those teams except once every 4 years, and it's kind of a worry. And can I ask you a question?
You may.
And this is just something, and if the quarterback is top five in the NFL, like everyone happens to say, he should be able to elevate his wide receiver core without Terry McLaurin, like every quarterback ahead of him, with the exception of Burrow, does. Have a great day, sir.
Yeah, I think that last part, I do think he elevates everything around him, and we saw it with Mahomes, and we saw it with Josh Allen last year. The big difference is those two teams were very good defensively as well. Yeah, you know, the idea, I mean, I don't think it matters what the fans think. I think it matters what they think. And I do think that they are well coached. I mean, Coach Joe was always the best at this. He's one of the all-time greats in NFL history and really an early adopter to the understanding of this, that nothing from last year translates to the following year. There's no given. Now, quarterback's important, and he never had, you know, other than Joe early, you know, the Super Bowl quarterbacks were three different ones. But the idea Joe used to say all the time, nothing we did last year means anything to this year. It's a totally different team. It's a totally different environment. And we got to figure out each team each year. And he was so good at that. He was so good at recognizing it was a week-to-week league. You know, that wasn't the thinking back then. He was way ahead of it. You know, understanding that week-to-week, you could be a completely different team than you were the week before. And that all 55,000 better be there for the Phoenix Cardinals or the St. Louis Cardinals. Or we're going to get our asses kicked even though we're 17-point favorites. He really understood that. So there is a lot of that. And some of it comes down to things that Tony just mentioned. Tougher schedule. It's not just the AFC West. You got the NFC North on the schedule. Now, the schedule game is a tricky game as well. Doesn't always work out the way you think it's going to work out. Let's go to our guy, Mike in Reston. Mike, what's your number one worry?
Yeah, what's going on, Kevin, man? I love the show.
Thanks, Mike.
Yeah, my number one worry, I actually have two. Just like with everybody that's obviously worried about Jaden Daniels not slotted, because everybody keeps saying that that safety took up on him in the preseason game with the Bengals. I was like, get out, please get out. But my biggest thing is seeing if the team can replicate what they did last year with the tougher schedules. The schedule of last year wasn't as tough as it is this year. I think we got either the fifth or seventh hardest schedule in the league this year, so my biggest concern is being able to play against those top 10 caliber teams that we may have to play this year. Thanks for the call, Kev.
Yeah, sure. Look, I think there's a chance that we're just a much better offensive team than we were even last year. And that, you know, the number of close games against, by the way, average to subpar opponents at times, that there aren't as many of those. I think that chance exists, but it's only going to be that if the defense is improved. If the defense is improved, I think the offensive, you know, ability, I think the consistency will be there. Again, as long as you've got that quarterback and you've got that coordinator kind of understand what they have, I think they're creative. It's about what they are defensively. Like, I would hate to be in a game, you know, 2 weeks from Sunday that is, you know, 31-28 in the fourth quarter because you can't get off the field defensively and you haven't had enough possessions. You know, you've had six total possessions. You've scored four touchdowns, but you're still down three in a life or death situation because you can't get off the field. I could see that in a lot of games this year. I'm hoping that's not the case. Let's go to Gary in Upper Marlboro. Gary, what's your number one worry?
Thanks for taking my call, Kevin.
Sure, Gary.
It's the defense. It's the defense. I've called your show before. I don't think they've upgraded the defense. I just don't think they've upgraded the defense. I think what they've done is they just moved chess pieces, okay? And they've gotten a little bit bigger in the middle, but I'm just not sold that they're improved. And that translates to this tougher schedule, not just the schedule, but it's the quarterbacks, the level of quarterbacks that they have
True.
To play against.
Yeah.
That can impact the offense, because the offense may not have as many chances to score points because
right.
they're not a bunch of three and outs for the majority of the game. So that's my major concern there, is the defense, and that just spread and that goes up against these major quarterbacks that they're going to be playing against. And I think you said it before on your show, they played the worst set of quarterbacks of any team in the league last year. And that's not going to happen this year if there are no injuries. So those are my concerns, Kevin.
Yeah, I mean, it is, you know, Love, Herbert, Dak twice, Mahomes, Goff, Tua, Jalen twice. Yeah, I mean, that, and all of the backs that I mentioned, they're facing yeah. a slew on paper right now of much better offensive football teams than they faced last year. Lap, what's your number one worry?
Hey, what's up? What's up, Kevin?
Hey,
I'm
going
to say the defense as well. I think they need to, if they're not going to be a top-tier defense, it's things that they can do to improve. Just, you know, get stops on third downs, hold teams to field goals. But play a disciplined, sound football, complete unit, you know what I'm saying? And that everybody's out there hustling, making plays. And that's all you can ask for, because if they're not going to upgrade the areas that we need them to upgrade, you know, and we're not getting stops, we're not stopping the run or anything like that, man, it's going to be a long season, because you're going to be dependent on Jaden too much. So I'm just hoping it's a much better improved defense, and we'll see what happens, man. But, that's my take on it.
Thanks. Appreciate it, Lap. Let's get Billy and Chantilly in here. Go ahead, Billy.
Kevin, I've got a couple. Good morning to you. The first is that they're going to win the Super Bowl with the stupid name and these stupid uniforms.
That's your number one worry?
I got
you
a couple.
You know what? No, not weirdly.
I have that worry too.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're legacy fans, Kevin. Yeah. We've spent a lifetime rooting this team on, and to see that Super Bowl with this, you know, with this name is, I would accept it begrudgingly.
You'd accept it.
Number two,
yeah.
You know, art imitates life, as they say, and I don't know if you've noticed the similarity in the storyline between the film Jerry Maguire and this saga with Terry. And for the younger fans, I can't believe I just watched a movie recently that it came out in 1996. So I'd recommend
the
younger...
Did it come out in 96? God,
I lost my mind when I read that. I lost my mind.
I honestly would have said 2000, 2001, something like that.
So the younger fans, Kevin, great film on that I think parallels what we're going through right now. And hopefully we have a happy ending like that film did. And in light of that story, we need to find Buddy Baker a girlfriend, because I think he's the biggest holdup in this whole thing. And Jerry Maguire character being the agent representing Rod Tidwell. This is a similar scenario. We got to get this Buddy Baker a girlfriend so he can get his focus back on getting this Commanders team fully staffed. And the final one, Kevin, is that the rest of the league is just going to know how good Jaden is. And they pay the other teams too. Jaden's the best that's ever played, but they're going to adjust to him, so we'll see how well he progresses.
Yeah, I hear that all the time. I have a really good friend of mine who's a massive Cowboys fan, lifelong, the whole thing, and he's like, you know, you've been watching football long enough. The league will adjust to him. I'm like, really? Did they adjust to Mahomes yet? Did they adjust to Lamar yet? Have they adjusted to Josh Allen yet? Have they adjusted to Joe Burrow? The great ones don't get adjusted to.
Absolutely.
By the way, I was not a big Renee Zellweger fan in that movie. Not a big fan of hers in general. Thank you, Billy. Appreciate it. Let's finish it up with our guy, Anthony in Alney. Anthony, go ahead. What's your number one worry?
How you doing, Kevin? First time caller.
But Anthony, nice to have you
on. I don't really have any concerns, but I just had to call. Because I'm kind of tired of everybody talking about, I've heard all summer about, we playing a tougher schedule, we play the best quarterbacks. Well, if you don't play the best teams and the best quarterback, how are you going to get to where you need to go? So I am
well, sometimes you don't, and you get into the spot where at least you have a chance to get to where you go. You know, I understand if the concern like it is with me is defense. They're facing, at least as of now, and things can change. You know, it's not a matter of who you play, it's when you play them. But it's going to be much more challenging because the context of some of these games could be different because of the capability of the opponent, the opponent's offense versus last year. But go ahead, finish up, Anthony.
Kevin, I understand that. And the two callers ago said the defense hasn't improved. I don't know what he's watching.
I haven't watched anything yet. They haven't played a game that's mattered with their starters on the field for a long period of time.
Right. I know it's all on paper. Let's just say, all on paper, like to me that the defense has improved. Now, we'll see when they get on the field. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, Anthony, thanks for listening and thanks for calling in. Appreciate it. Those that I missed, I apologize. I did see a couple of you guys were going to say health of number five. Yeah, that to me is number one worry, but wanted to be specific about the defense. I also, you know, the number of fourth down conversions, 20 of 23 historic, let's just figure on that not being historic again. I still think they'll be an excellent fourth down team because they have a cheat code at quarterback. And so those possessions that were kept alive with 20 fourth down conversions, several of them meant the difference, including in a playoff game, between winning and losing. And then the kicking game, you know, we had an issue, and Matt Gay's going to be huge. They're going to be, I think, more close games, not as many as last year, because I think there's a chance we win games by sizable margins this year. Not every game. But the kicking game, I don't have a really good sense as to whether or not they've, you know, definitively improved in that area. And it played a huge role last year, both in wins and losses. And by the way, same with the opponent's kicking game. Bill Barnwell from ESPN next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.